It's the post-match show from the Glenbrook Hotel just down the road from Anfield after Liverpool beat Newcastle United 4-2 to go 3 points top of the Premier League on New Year's Day. I'm joined by Olivia Graham, by international sensation Sean Bennett, and from Craig Hannon, back from Northern Ireland for the big match. And Craig, they had to fight everything. They had to fight the elements. They had to fight some wild refereeing. They had to fight the spirit in Newcastle. But they got there in the end. They got the 3 points that I made up.
And that's the massive thing. Like, this season, this team aren't going to be perfect, are they? Like, we know that. If we're going to say that this is, you know, the year one or Liverpool reloaded or whatever, like, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be bumps in the road. And we know their character. Like, we've seen it this season. We've seen many times their ability to come back and fight back and find ways. The last two home games have, like, added a little bit of sort of, like, a worry around that. But I thought today they were just, like, that first half, they were brilliant. And it doesn't happen for them. But, like, the second half, you know, one of the things I keep thinking is, like, when it's not perfect and when it's not going perfect, you've got someone like Diogo Jota to bring on. And he was just, you know, he was marvellous. You've got someone where you can roll the dice and give them that opportunity. And he takes it. I thought he was brilliant. And I thought Liverpool really deserved it. Like, my only little worry about this Liverpool side is, you know, the fact that it's so easy for Newcastle to score two goals. The fact that it was easy for Arsenal to score one. But they score four tonight. And they go top of the league. And we're all celebrating. And we've got players like Jota coming back. I'm fucking made up. Liverpool top of the league, lad. Liverpool top of the league.
Yeah, the firepower really helped off the bench, doesn't it? I thought Jota was excellent. But even the lads who were starting, it's not quite maybe happening for them, Sean, in the way that you wanted it all the time. But then, the great for the opening goal, I think Diaz, you know, you're thinking he's cut inside and shoots and he's got the presence of mind to slip it. Darwin, it's a great ball into Salah. He's made about 6 or 7 goals for him, and it's a tapping. And you think all three of them have had the trials and tribulations just in this match.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
mind in the run-up. But when they've got that quality, you'll score 4 goals.
For me, like, the subs were a bit mad, like the timing off them, because we were playing so well and we were, like, turning the dial, turning the screw. And it's like he planned the triple subs on 60 for fitness. But I'm thinking, I'm not asked about Arsenal. I don't give a fuck about the FA Cup. I want to win this match to win the league tonight. So I'm calling him all sorts when he does that. But then he quickly shut me up very, very
big
soon.
Big German prick.
Yeah. What the fuck does he know?